Most of you know that we priests were on our annual retreat this past week, and it was one of the best I've ever participated in. Our speaker was Father Dennis McManus, who has been all over the globe and was a late vocation to the priesthood. The title of his retreat was The Conversations with Jesus, with special attention to his encounters with women, Peter, and folks at the margins of Jewish life. He shared with us how Jews look at Jesus. Rarely do we focus on the context of Jesus being Jewish. Father Dennis, in his career, has been in dialogue with Jewish rabbis for years and shared with us some of the insights he gained from these relationships. While he did not focus on our particular gospel today, we can certainly apply some of what he taught us to get an understanding. One of the things we humans do when a baby is born and growing is to talk about that child's resemblance to his mother and his father. The truth is that we are all combinations of both parents. And Father Dennis stressed that Jesus has qualities of both his mother Mary and his foster father Joseph. Each represents a spirituality within Judaism. Anawim is the term for the poor and the lowly. Tzaddik is the term for the law. He shared that Mary gave to Jesus the Anawim spirituality. The Anawim were actively waiting for the Messiah. Briefly, Mary was a servant who had the ability to see a person's poverty, and not necessarily being economically poor, she saw their need. And she quickly went to address and try to help that person in need. Two examples are her kinswoman Elizabeth, newly pregnant in her old age, and the newly married couple at the wedding feast of Cana, whose celebration ran out of wine. She was instrumental in seeing their need and helping them. Joseph was a righteous man who followed the law. He was committed to obedience to God and God's law. So in Jesus, we see both his mother's Anawim spirituality and his father's Tzaddik spirituality. In conversations with people, Jesus beholds a person. He looks at them, not only physically, but especially into their hearts, and sees their shadow side or their wound, the one thing that keeps them from loving well. And what Jesus does is that he pulls it out and shows it to that person and allows them to be healed. Another way of looking at this kind of healing is salvation. It's the same root as our word salve, S-A-L-V-E, salve being a healing ointment. And this is exactly what's happening with Zacchaeus in the gospel today. We remember that he's a tax collector, hated by fellow Jews, because tax collectors collaborated with Roman occupiers, and they also got rich by taking money off of the top and cheating their brother and sister Jews. The shadow side of Zacchaeus is his desire to be seen and appreciated for who he is. Being short in stature, he was probably ridiculed. Human beings can be very cruel to one another and highlight someone when especially something not normal is found out. So his shortness in stature was below the norm. The story tells us that he desires to see Jesus, so he runs ahead and climbs a tree. In reality, he wants to be seen by Jesus, and indeed he is. As Jesus passes by, he sees the man in the branches and calls him by name. So Jesus sees into Zacchaeus' heart and recognizes not only his name, but who he is at the core of his being. Jesus certainly knows Zacchaeus' heart and also the hearts of those in the crowd. Father Dennis shared with us that Jesus will cross any boundary, whether it be geographic or religious or social or political, in order to meet that person's need and heal them. So Jesus knows the judgmental hearts of the crowd because they judge Zacchaeus to be a sinner. And Jesus not only heals the heart of Zacchaeus, but Jesus addresses and challenges the hearts of the members of the crowd. In the gaze of Jesus, Zacchaeus is healed because he realizes that Jesus accepts him, welcomes him down from the tree, and wants to eat at his house. So Jesus loves him for who he is, warts and all. The process of conversion for Zacchaeus begins when he declares that he is going to give half of his possessions to the poor, and if he has extorted anything from anyone, he will repay it four times over. This is where the tzaddik, or lawful part of the story, comes into play. Four times over is above and beyond the amount required by the law to give restitution for someone who was cheated. Jews considered tax collectors to have betrayed their religion and race, and Jesus brings a restitution to Zacchaeus' status by declaring him a descendant of Abraham. So certainly, by using that language, he says that Zacchaeus is truly a member of the Jewish community. And salvation, or healing, has come to this house, meaning the heart of Zacchaeus is healed. As we look into our own lives honestly, the truth is that each one of us has a shadow side to our hearts. We are wounded. Jesus is the one who can bring us salvation or healing. What he calls forth from us, as Father Dennis highlighted in his different stories from the people in the Gospels, is trust. Trust is necessary. And the key to trusting requires vulnerability. I shift now to what we have been focusing on during this month of October, which is stewardship. This is what we call our commitment weekend. And so at this time, I ask those who are assisting our ushers to give out to anyone who has not brought their pledge forms with them today. We mailed a lot of them in the mail this past week. And please raise your hand if you need a pledge form and a pencil so that we can go through this together as a community. Anyone? Please raise your hands, and the ushers are coming by.